CyberPulse Daily Shelf Life. Today's CyberPulse Emerging Risks. Brief is about shelf life, not the shelf life of hardware in a warehouse, not the shelf life of a policy PDF. The shelf life that matters this weekend is the useful life of old access, old automation, old repositories, old package behavior, and old assumptions about who is still allowed to act inside the enterprise. The fresh signal is not one spectacular breach. It is a pattern. Attackers are learning to harvest credibility that organizations forgot was still available. Datadog Security Labs, reported by the Hacker News, described campaigns using dormant code hosting accounts to map corporate organizations, repositories, and users through platform interfaces. Some accounts had sat quietly for years before being used for reconnaissance. In some cases, the activity stayed close to public enumeration. In others, exposed tokens and legitimate accounts allowed private repositories to be cloned. For boards, that is not a developer platform footnote. It is a governance warning. The enterprise may be investing heavily in identity security for current employees while underpricing the residual authority of former projects. Forgotten contributors, unused tokens, and accounts that look harmless precisely because they have been quiet. The second signal comes from package ecosystems. A widely used package manager is moving to disable install scripts by default in a coming major version and to retire older token patterns that bypass stronger authentication. That is a defensive admission worth hearing clearly. The software ecosystem is beginning to treat automatic behavior as too dangerous to remain invisible. That matters in the Gulf because large enterprises are accelerating digital delivery, outsourcing build pipelines, and importing open source components at scale. The board question is not whether open source is risky. The sharper question is whether the organization can prove which code is allowed to execute during installation, build, deployment, and maintenance, and who accepted that behavior on behalf of the business. A separate report from Bleeping Computer said a crypto-related software package on a public registry was infected with wallet stealing code. Another report described a contributor account allegedly attempting to sabotage a Linux distribution project. The common thread is not cryptocurrency or one community project. The common thread is stewardship. Modern enterprises depend on external maintainers, public packages, and community trust. Yet many still assess supplier risk as if the supplier were always a contract, a company, and an invoice. The third signal is artificial intelligence inside the development workflow. Wiz research covered by InfoSecurity Magazine and Security Week showed how multiple coding assistants could be manipulated through ordinary symbolic link behavior. A malicious repository could make an assistant write into sensitive local files after a developer approved what appeared to be a routine workspace task. That is not an argument against coding assistants. It is an argument against treating their prompts as meaningful governance. If a tool can read, write, execute, summarize, and modify local environments, then its permission model belongs in the enterprise risk register, not just the developer experience roadmap. There is also a fraud and identity layer. Recent reporting described artificial intelligence-assisted phishing kits targeting productivity accounts, voice-led social engineering against collaboration environments, and a large anti-fraud operation that produced thousands of arrests. These stories sit in different categories, but executives should read them as one operating trend. Criminal infrastructure is getting better at turning legitimate business interaction into a credential, a session, a payment instruction, or a data access event. The board-level risk is therefore not only intrusion, it is silent authorization decay. Access that was once valid, automation that was once convenient, a token that once solved a deployment problem, a package behavior that once saved minutes, an assistant approval that once felt routine, all can outlive the governance decision that created them. Four questions should be on the agenda this weekend. First, does the enterprise expire technical authority with the same discipline it expires financial authority? Second, can security and engineering jointly list dormant code hosting accounts, stale tokens, unused repositories, abandoned packages, and high-risk install behavior without starting a manual archaeology project? Third, are artificial intelligence coding tools governed as identities with file, network, and execution rights, or merely as productivity software? Fourth, When a collaboration platform, code repository, or package registry is abused, does the business know which executive owns the decision to pause, rotate, revoke, or continue? The uncomfortable truth is that yesterday's convenience is becoming tomorrow's intrusion surface. Shelf life is now a cyber metric. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Reporting from the Hacker News, Bleeping Computer, Security Week, InfoSecurity Magazine, and Cisco Talos is all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Emerging Risk Brief for Friday, July 10th, 2026. Stay sharp.